Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, Dan Lanning coming up next. Kyler Murray apologized today. He was clearly told to apologize today.
Tried to do the, we still don't know whether or not he knew what he was doing.
Well, here's what he said. So yesterday he posed on Instagram in a just a beautiful little photo shoot where he's got a Mike Vick jersey on and he's posing with a pit bull.
Yeah, his pit bull. And that's the weird thing is it's not like it was a candid photo. It was a photo shoot. It was a
he's not doing selfies.
It was a it was a set up photo shoot with lighting and
is weird.
Yeah.
So he said, quote, now this is after seeing reaction from fans.
Yeah.
He deleted his post.
Yes.
And then he said, in no way, shape, or form do I condone animal cruelty or dog fighting, whatever it is. For me personally, you all saw me wear the Michael Vick jersey, a player that I admire very much growing up, and then just being at home with my pup. Murray added, they both get treated like kings, talking about his two dogs. So it's not like in no way, shape, or form am I condoning that. But yes, I saw how it affected people and decided to take it down. So I apologize to anybody and whoever I affected with that.
Yeah. Which, again, we still don't know.
Little wordy.
We still don't know if he knew.
Yeah, like, he doesn't say.
Well, it sounds like he says, I'm always with my dogs, and I like this Michael Vick jersey because he's a role model. And it sounds like he didn't put two and two together.
I think you're right. I think that I'm deducing that he had no earthly idea. He's just that oblivious. And he had his Vick jersey on. He's got his doggies. And he's like, this is going to be great for the gram. And everybody's like, dude, hello.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were 10? He went to prison.
For
do you know what for Kyler?
For killing that one particular dog.
By the way,
for whatever reason, athletes and dumbasses alike love. I don't mean to say that. I'm sure there's some people out there that love pit bulls. I just, I got a little bit of an issue with pit bulls myself. Not the biggest fan.
In this story, they call those dogs bulldogs.
That's not a bulldog.
I know. I don't know. I don't know why it says that.
Not only does he have the pit bull, but he has the wonderful pit bull that has had its ears carved up for fighting purposes and to make it look super badass. Cool, everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, he's got a couple pit bulls and he treats them well, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean,
but I guess that's best case scenario for him is that he really is just that dumb. He's like, what?
No. I just love the person that's like, it's always the same person, the pit bull owner, that's always doing that. Well, not my pit bulls. It's the owner. It's not the dog. Even though every statistic known to man says that.
They just get a bad rap. Mine's great.
I've heard that before, right after it rips your face off. He's never done that before. Jeez.
Did you guys see the NFL AI-generated stadiums?
I did see that.
How cool was that?
One I thought was cool. Some of them were ridiculous.
But some were like like infernos and stuff were like a little much. But like the Denver one that was like a ski lodge was so cool,
very cool.
I liked the Ravens one.
First one.
The first one.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, somebody on internet, I think we got it from maybe Barstool, but somebody made AI renderings of what like kind of imaginary home stadiums could be, and they did it, I think, for all the teams.
No,
and
they did.
He had two. Okay, so hold on. There's two NFL videos. He split it into two.
Okay.
So the second half of the NFL is in the second one.
Okay.
He also did a college football one and a Major League Baseball one.
Ooh.
And he is at Trend Lens Vault.
Mm.
Trend, T-R-E-N-D, L-E-N-S, Vault on the social media, and you can see them all on there. Barstool repurposed it and put it out, but it's from this Trend Lens Vault
So account. I only saw the one video that had like 10 teams, and it was interesting. So if you don't know, like, obviously, like with the Dallas Cowboys, there's a big giant cowboy hat, and there's like with the Niners, there was like a gold track around the outside where like miners going, and the Pittsburgh Steelers had a big steel furnace. And so it, like, obviously it plays into the theme of each team. And while some of them were really kind of fun to see, I'm telling you, the one that I was like, they should actually do was the Raven Stadium. They made the Raven Stadium look like something out of like a...
It's like haunting and gothic. Yes. It's like cathedral-like. Yeah. But Edgar Allan Poe. Cool.
It's the only one that you could actually, like, because most of them you couldn't do it because it's either the elements take up all the seats, or that it's just ridiculous. You can't have waterfalls over your fans for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the Raven Stadium, you could actually do that, and it wouldn't affect like the seating capacity or the sight lines. And that thing looks awesome. It's something to have an Edgar Allan Poe or like an Addams Family thing. That some of those were really cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm with Buck. That Denver one was rad.
I'm seeing the college ones now, too, and this is where it gets into the holy ridiculous, but they did an Oregon one where the field is sitting in the middle of a pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's water surrounding all of it.
Well, you know, the ducks and all that.
Oh, of course.
I'd have to see, I need to see this, because I only, like...
it's fun.
I only saw the handful of them.
Look, it's a fun bit, okay?
Yeah.
AI. It's great.
Yeah, like I'm seeing here, like, well, they did the Commanders one, but they did... Oh, that must be the Chiefs. Never mind. I was like, wait, they did a Redskins one? I'm like, no, they did a Chiefs. Yeah, some of these are quite cool. We've never had anyone do like a
stadium like
no,
that?
No, we've never had anyone do a theme park stadium.
You think somebody, I mean, you think...
it feels like someone should give it a whirl.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the Niners did that crappy cookie cutter Levi Stadium down there. Do a Gold Rush something.
Yeah. Right,
do something fun.
It would be...
Interactive.
It would be fun to see. Because, I mean, for the most part, those stadiums, like... Who cares? You could still do concerts there and have it be themed.
Especially when they do new ones, like blank canvas, do whatever you want.
Yeah. That would be, I would be on board. And by the way, the gaudier the better. If someone should do it, it should be Oregon. Like when Phil dies, like give him an extra $800 million out of your $36 million fortune and just rebuild Autzen Stadium and just go.
What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know what you would do for, because you said the Oregon one, they put it in the middle of a pond.
Yeah, and you could do some sort of, like, water effect where you had, I don't know, like, I mean, what's a duck's natural setting? It's like, like you make it like an outside Oregon in nature type place, maybe?
Dude, I just know that if I was, like, the owner of the Ravens and I had to build my own stadium, you could convince me to do that gothic, evil kind of dark thing.
It's one of those things where people want to go to your games just to see the stadium.
Yes.
Just to take selfies with it.
Yeah. When I was with the Buccaneers.
If you guys haven't seen these vids, they're real fun. Check them out.
When I was with the Buccaneers, it was a fairly new stadium, Raymond James, and they do the Buccaneers ship in the one end zone. People love that freaking thing. Lean into it.
Yeah.
You know, just
photo
like,
op.
Yeah, photo
Everything
op.
Everything for the gram.
Yes.
All right. Oregon coach Dan Lanning joins us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.